digital. Sunny rolling grounds are wet.
I go to Draco with 25,000. You go with 2500, wow. Oh, you got your first gold chain down, nigga, wow. When I got my first shit, nigga, I was like, wow. Yeah, pass me the case to the right. I've been going hard, I'm not sorry, yeah. They used to play me like a toy. Yeah, now I'm on top, on the shit like Bob Marley, yeah. Yeah, I get high off the hate. So keep on hating on me, cause a nigga get a higher, yeah. I despire, yeah. Get your bed what she desire, yeah. On the road like tires, yeah. Feeling like the goat, I might retire, yeah. So what exactly happened first was that Rex on Rex record. It was the first record I produced and came out on. That was also like, Future and YC breakthrough record, though. But originally it was YC record, he brought it to me. Yeah, it had no verses on it, only had his parts in it and stuff. And then, like a couple weeks later, they came back, sold the beat for $300. Future plugged in his part, and that motherfucker was a hit. We was out of here.
Hey, I'm about to take him back. Hey, where we came with rats on racks. Hey, then we got them rats on racks. Ain't no looking back. Cut the pub in half. Yeah, now all the labels calling, I ain't calling back. Hey, get some pub away. Hey, what's up with that? When I finish this, it's enough for that. Hey, but I learned some shit, so I got love for that.
Niggas don't know after I made the Rex on Rex beat, my motherfucking hard drive crashed on me. I actually dropped that motherfucker and all my beats got lost, and so I had to do the whole beat making shit all over again, cause I ain't had no beats. I just had the MP3s, and so if I wanted to, I could send out beats though, but I would have had to remake them and shit though. So what I had started doing, I just started making like off rush new beats. And in that batch, I had made this one beat, and I had sent it over to my boy Propane. He asked me for some beats for the new Future mixtape we was working on, Streets Is Calling. I remember exactly where I was at when this shit came out. I was in the studio with my boy Strap. We played the mixtape when it leaked. The second track was same down time. I was like, let's get it.
I get money off of hoes at the same down time. I've been working since 09. I've been on my grind. Gotta maintain, so I'm working overtime. Cause the first 9 months, she ain't gonna see a dime. Hey, shots out Byron, shots out Captain, shots out BMI. Hey, now my niggas, they got me for life, yeah. Hey, I can't even front, they got me right, yeah. Shout out to my nigga Toe Chains.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't even know that I produced that motherfucker too, cause it was a problem with my tag being on that song, because they said they couldn't put it there because the way the song started or whatever though. So I was like, okay, cool. So fast forward, that's our birthday song came with 2 Chainz and Kanye West. That was the first time I had met Kanye West. We had shot the video in New York in some a place called Yonkers at somebody's house. It was crazy though, but yeah, I had met Kanye, and then he was like, man, you like what I did to the beat? I was like, yeah, that shit hard, bro. What the fuck else I'm gonna tell him, man? I'm trying to come up. You did what I'm saying, so I mean, I couldn't tell him, like, I ain't like what he did to my beat, but I mean, I don't know. I was just at a different part of my career, man. I just couldn't, like, just step out of my boundaries, I feel like it. But let's fast forward, though. So the video come out. Mind you, I paid for my tickets, my hotel, all that shit out of my pocket, though, to stay up there. And motherfucking the video come out. And I was sitting on the steps where the video was at, where it was being shot at. Then I thought I was in the shot. Then when the video actually came out, nigga was nowhere to be found. That motherfucker got cut off of that motherfucker. So once again, Sunny Digital was lost in the sauce again. So I couldn't really put a face to the name. That was always the problem. People couldn't really, like, just put Sunny Digital face onto Sunny Digital beats and shit, though. And the wide range of, like, the sounds I can go to, people just couldn't pinpoint me to, like, one sound and shit, though. So that's why for me it was very crucial for me to get get my face out there, cause I was always trying to attach my name to my fucking face and shit, though, so it'll make sense for the people, but I don't know, just the hurdles in the game, though, that was kind of like going against me at the beginning, though, but now we got it going the right way.